B-Boy Wicked Beats. Like this. Breaking bread. B-Boy House. 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 One love to the homie B-Boy House. Breaking Bread Podcast Show. Gary Styles. Yeah.
Quick break and then back to our story.
It's March 1st, 2020. This is Breaking Bread. We're going to document this, put this on the podcast, the audio version, and then we're going to save this IG, and we'll probably put it onto the YouTube channel or also on the IG where it's away. But we just want to have a post, and I'm going to grub because it's called Breaking Bread. We're going to be here for a minute, at least an hour. People show up, we'll stay longer. But we just want to have a post-event discussion. You know, we had a lot of new people yesterday at the event. And so we want to clear up some questions. But first, worththewait602.com. We have a lot of information, a lot of the details on there as well. So you guys can check that out. So we're going to wait and see. But all I see is, okay. My name is House One. I'm gonna eat a tostada. And this is my partner Johnny. Y'all know Johnny Castro.
Peace.
You know, we've been in this, started Worth the Wait 2011. So we want you guys just to get on, give us feedback from yesterday, from Worth the Wait in general at all. Maybe you guys are new heads and don't know exactly how it works yet. We can talk about that as well.
Yeah, Dante, man, I hear you, man. Balancing, wanted to come yesterday, had to work. It's a tough balance, man. Paying bills and doing what you want to do and like to do. So we feel you, but thanks for shouting us out. Hopefully you can make the next one. March 21st, Saturday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Whether or not we're in Trill, we'll figure that out in the next couple of weeks or so and put that out. But yeah, man, you have a month notice. Try to get that day off, man. Try to get somebody to cover your shift. Make up some shifts throughout the week or something, because it's tough, man. You could be smashing everybody and want some prize money as well to take home. Lightweights is $25, middleweights $50, and heavyweights $100. Plus, we had some gift cards as well, $50 each for Trill to get some good stuff, man. They got art supplies here, gear, pins, all kinds of electronic stuff as well, and artwork for sale, man. So check it out.
So let's start there. Want to give a shout out to Trill. We're at Trill Hip Hop Shop right now. We're on Indian School on 18th Street in Phoenix, Arizona. It's a fairly new shop. It's been up for probably over a year now. The owner, Chuck Hughes, aka Evil Jedi from Tempe Bronx Crew, also used to run the Style Rock Shop back in the day in Tempe. A lot of you guys, some of your older cats might remember Style Rock Shop. That used to be a nice little hub for things. So he's reopened this spot right here. Right now we're in the back room of it where we had the battle last night. And we'll probably be hosting some more things, some more sessions, whatnot. So definitely shout out to Trill, opened up his doors, his home to us. Shout out to Brenda. That's the other half of the establishment here. And you can check out her boutique as well. But shout out to them, always supporting heads. They brought out... right now, we've got my man Part outside from New York City painting. So he's bringing out a lot of the MCs, a lot of writers. And so we're trying to pitch in and put together the other element of the dance and the DJs as well with it. So he gave up $50 for each category for certificates for the store. And always backing us up. So shout out to Chill again. If you won something, or if you didn't win something, one of the things that we want you guys to understand is that, you know, there has to be some kind of return on investment, let's say, for these people, right? Which could be a simple like, or simple go to their page and thank them, a picture of something that you got here, a picture at the shop, whatever it is. You guys know the social media game. And so we want to create traffic just to make more people recognize and be aware that this is going on. So whether it's Trail or some other, you know, shout outs, I'm going to do shout outs right now. Come on, guzzle this. Shout outs to Hint Water as well. They supported us with some product yesterday. Help us, you know, because every little thing counts. And so hopefully we'll be building with them in the future. But again, if you see us being supported by somebody, support them back. You don't even have to buy anything from us. You don't have to. We're not selling you anything. Just support these people. And it could be a simple shout out, simple picture, but then it comes back. And we have to understand that these things all go in the village and go in circles. So the more support we can get, if right now it's still very grassroots, shout out to Michelle Princess out in New Mexico. She helped put in some money yesterday as well. Helped us put together some of the trophies that we made. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's supporting, but just remember, the more support we can get, it goes right back into the community. 100% of anything, if we ever make any kind of profits, goes right back into the event. We got my man Owen. Shout out to Owen. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down, the future of Trill. You know what I'm saying? He's here. But let me see what we got on the line, Johnny. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, we got a few things going. So shout out to Dante. Thanks for checking in. To the parents, man. Bringing a lot of the shorties through, allowing them to go to practice throughout the week. Could be taking them to soccer practice or baseball practice, but you're taking them to breaking practices. We know there's some sessions popping off now, more sessions popping off around the valley. So always let us know what's going on so we can share that. We got a lot of things coming up, man. We're constantly grinding. We're constantly handling our own business and our own lives. However, we're always trying to stay a step ahead and keep pushing it. A lot of this stuff is getting well organized now in different cities throughout the country, coming up with similar formats. So we're in the game of trying to make sure that everything gets trademarked and everything on our end is sewn up so we can package this and take this to other places. We've been invited to do different things because we have, you know, doc films, we have stories, we have real stories, your stories, and stuff like that. So that's why this is something that we're going to do all the time. So if you want to plan on coming out the next day after or worth the wait so we can do a podcast live session, we really want your all feedback. Your opinions, especially a lot of opinionated people, mostly people who didn't win, are often very opinionated. But that's cool. That's to be expected. Y'all putting in the work, y'all putting in the time, and y'all believe in yourself, and that's what it takes to get on top. And also, we're also trying to look to get better as well, because two people here talking all day is dope, and it's a start. But it'd be better if there was 20 of us in here talking and conversating and stuff like that, and keeping dialogue moving. So yeah, but we're gonna keep it moving regardless. House of stuff in his face right here with some all organic stuff. So that's what's going down.
Eddie in the place to be. We don't want to assume that whoever listens to this already knows what's going on. So we're gonna backtrack a little bit. Worth the Wait started back in 2011. It was born over at Cypher's, the Center for Urban Arts, which is a community center that was cracking for a few years. Unfortunately, that building got moved around and it's still there empty. So boo to those people that were trying to raise the rent on us. But nonetheless, worth the wait. And it came out of the, and you can read this on the website. I also did my thesis for my master's program on Worth the Wait itself. So you can, depends on how much you want to nerd out, you can read this stuff. But it came out of a specific need that we had, that I saw we had here in Phoenix, Arizona, specifically. We have what I call a big turnover rate, which means there's not a lot of veterans that stay around in the community. Maybe it's like that in other places, right? But I was just dealing with it in Arizona. What are the holes that we have in Arizona? What are the gaps? And a few of them were that there was a separation in generations, which I think happens universally, right? And so how do we create those connections and keep people involved? As well as we would see a lot of youngsters come in and out, but not stick around very long. And we would also hardly ever see too many spectators, meaning people bringing out their families or parents or friends, right? But it's also a little bit tougher. This is in no way to replace the tough love. We believe 100% into the cipher, into the equalizer that there is, regardless of your age or whatever the case might be. You know, it's everybody has to hold their own, right? And that's part of it, hold your own. So it's not to replace that thing, because we're definitely big believers in that. Above everything else, really. The contest is just a way to get us together. But this way, it gave an opportunity, so we broke it down into lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight, similar to, you know, brother Johnny. Johnny is big into sports, much more than I am. So between that balance and combining those things, how can we get people to want to invite their friends and family to come watch them, right? And to give that equalizer. That way, we can clearly see people leveling up. It also crushed a lot of egos, where some people thought they were super heavyweights and they mouth off, and then they come in into the heavyweight and then they get slapped up all season because it goes in three seasons. So right now we just hit February, we're doing March and April, and that'll be one season. We keep all the records. You can win at every single event, but the goal is hopefully to win the biggest, have the best record after all three events. And we're working on, again, more funding. We're working on things that we can create more initiative and go to the next level for this thing, so we can reward the heavyweights a little bit more in a different way. It's something that we need. That's kind of the birth of why it came. It wasn't just a jam to do a jam. It had very specific intentions. From the get-go, it had incredible reaction. I think the first one, we ended up staying at the spot till like 2 in the morning, because it was just an overwhelming amount of people that entered. People that obviously have been in the closet, hiding, just breaking in, you know, on their own, but were scared to come out and have to battle your first round against the best guy in the place. Or you kind of already knew who was gonna win the jam when you walked into the jam. This way it gives everybody an even spot. It lets you move up, it lets you work your way up. But as we saw yesterday was probably the most call-outs I saw more call-outs last night than probably in all of 2019. And I'm not at all the jams in Arizona, so perhaps there's tons of them all over, and I'm slow. But shout out to that healthy environment of battling, healthy environment of testing each other, right? And we can get into a whole thing about just battling and what that does and what that doesn't do. But and we're open to whatever questions that you guys have. And so now this is the Breaking Bread podcast. And again, it's just really the main purpose is to document conversations, to document these kind of thoughts and ideas that we have, because we feel that that's part of the not problem, but you know, the generational gaps that right now people don't have necessarily one place to go to find information in their local place, right? On a national and world level, there's channels that are doing a really good job of documenting a lot of stuff, but we want to be able to document things. That's why we interview local heads, out of town heads, whatever, so we can go back and be like, go listen to this podcast if you want to learn some history about this, or what was going on in your town about this. So hopefully this is helpful for some of you guys. But if you're not familiar with Worth the Weight, and the name came from originally from our boy Ricky Rockany. Shout out to Ricky Rockany, stuntman, turned level 43 not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. Shout out to him. Originality stands alone, style elements for your style crew. And he made kind of a joke about that. He was a bigger dude. He's bigger than the average b-boy. About being worth his weight. And so we thought about that double meaning of being able to pull your own weight regardless of what that is. Holding your own weight in your own village, in your own towns, in your own crew, in your own families. But at the same time, to not rush things, right? We're in social media, 30 seconds. I need that instant gratification, and I get it. We're on social media now, so thank goodness for that. So we're not knocking it down. But that it's worth the wait to be patient and work at it and level up before you, you know, yeah, just leveling up and taking your time with things and having to work with it. 3 months is nothing. If you think 3 months is too long to level up, you got a long road ahead, because, you know, we're in the longevity game. We're both part of Furious Styles Crew. Shout out to all my worldwide Furious Styles Crew family out there. Barcelona, Spain, Copenhagen, Denmark. This November, we celebrate our 27-year anniversary, right? So we're definitely in the long run. The long run isn't necessarily the most flashiest or shiniest or most rewarding to the outside eye, but we're about that longevity. So that's what we're here for. That's what we want to do with Worth the Weight as well. Anything you want to add to that, Johnny?
Yeah, sorry. So we've always been trying to push the envelope from day one. House is not going to stay stagnant about anything. So the very first Worth the Weight, way back 6 years ago, we had actually a weigh-in the night before. I mean, people got to come
out. 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
8 years ago.
Wow, eight. Time flies when you're having fun. So we had people come out. They were talking trash. They're going to win. Good stuff. They're middleweight. They're lightweight and heavyweight. So we're going to flip that on its head a little bit, and we're going to start to interview folks. Especially, we're going to highlight the heavyweights, Worth the Weights moving forward. That's kind of what we want to do. We want to highlight the heavyweights. In our opinions, the heavyweights, or in my opinion anyways, the heavyweights are the people who have put in the most time, got the most experience, and that's why typically they see the best results. And if you want to get there, if you want to do anything, if you want to be a carpenter, if you want to be a teacher, whatever you want to do in life, if you want to be good or get at it, then there's no substitute for time. You're going to have time on that, and that's all it's going to be. So with that being said, also one thing that we're looking to do here with Worth the Weight, and let's reward our heavyweights with even more stuff. So we're always trying to push the envelope and try to grow more. So we feel like traveling is one thing that is obviously is a great thing to do. We all have great stories from traveling. If you're in Freer Styles Crew, we traveled a lot. So that's what we want to do with some of our heavyweights. So that's why we continue to ask everybody to come and support every single event, because that's what that will end up doing. And to make it a goal for the lightweights and middleweights to ultimately get to that heavyweight bracket. And I want to say this right up front. We don't tell anybody what they are or they aren't. We let everybody sign up for themselves. We always encourage everybody to get to the website so you can read up about how to sign up yourself, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's a lot to be said with hard work. Yesterday was a prime example of a young man who has been lightweight the entire series he's ever entered. And last entered, I'm pretty sure he got bounced in the first round. And yesterday he smashed, because I guarantee you for the last X amount of months between the Worth the Weights, he was putting in his work, and kudos to him. And he's probably gonna smash y'all folks in the next two unless y'all put in some work and move right on up to middleweight. And that's kind of how it goes. And that's exciting to see, man. That's part of the journey that doesn't get, that we don't tell enough. And that's why it's important that we document this stuff, because those are the stories that we can end up telling later. And it all happens organically, man. We invite the people to come to the village, and then we all get down and make some cookies and make some bread together and see how you do it in your village, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, real quick, I want to give props out to the folks who are leading these young groups around the valley. And Troublemakers doing their thing. Students Lab come through. The Jukebox is always coming through, and the Beat Drop Kids as well.
For the Love.
For the Love is definitely shining. They're spreading out, and they're getting in the community centers and in the dance studios.
Sun Devils Breaking Club.
Yeah, SDBC for sure. GCU was in the house for a little while yesterday. Props out to them, and we got Phoenix College even rolling through now as well. And they're all getting a taste of the pudding and seeing how this village of Arizona dance community gets down and does it. And it's a great thing to see. Really proud of T-Kid, man, stepping up, becoming a DJ. Approached House about becoming a DJ here at Worth the Weight. Whether you feel you're a heavyweight or middleweight, you're going to start from the beginning. The judges do the same. The DJs are going to do the same, as well as the dancers. So, but yeah, it takes a lot to get down with us. We're not the easiest to get along with, because we have certain ideals, certain perspectives of how we want to present a jam to families and young kids when they're starting off in the lightweight, and how we feel like it should be. And that's the second thing I want to mention here real quick. From here on forward, man, the DJs and the lightweights are only going to play music from the 90s and before, and the middleweights the 2000s and before, and the heavyweights are no guidance, man. It's the best of the best, and the DJs are going to throw out the best of the best. So we feel like they can level up. Everybody's leveling up. I'm really happy with what I seen yesterday. I'm not going to lie, man. I was really excited coming into the jam. When it's there and on the pace, there's a couple things that we missed out on that I said I was going to bring to the table and totally forgot on. So be looking for that in 13.2, 13.3. But we're going to be coming out with a lot more interviews, getting to know some of these dancers on and off the court, so to speak, as the wins and losses rack up. So one thing I want to mention real quick, because peer pressure is such a huge thing, and depression is such a huge thing, and anxiety is such a huge thing right now, and we're no different from it. But I want to just encourage anybody, if you get smashed, if you lose, everybody loses, yo, at the beginning. Everybody does. And so I don't want to discourage anybody from coming back and entering battles. If you need talk, if whatever is going on, man, put it out there, or direct message somebody, a leader in the dance scene, and we'll be happy to respond and support you on that. So we're not saying you're better than this person, that person's not as good as this person. What we're saying is you go to practice all week long and you get tested. This is a test. You do homework all week long in school, and then on Friday you have a test. In sports, you go to practice all week long, and then on Saturday you have the game. It's a test, and that's all this is. And if you want to just come out and cipher, well, yesterday was a prime example. We had a lot of ciphers going on, lots of call-outs, like House was saying. I was extremely surprised. I was asking guys to get on the mic just to commentate on them. Well, we were just running the show behind the scenes, keeping everything organized. And that's exciting to see, man. That's exciting to see because that will never go away. The dance was born out of battle, and that's how it's going to be. And the equalizer, like House said, is in the cipher. We love it. That's really my only participatory part at this age. In my dance career, man, if I don't get it in the ciphers, I'm strictly a spectator. And so I love to get it in on the ciphers, man. Keep it fresh and keep it funky.
Word. So we're going to jump around again, but try to keep us on track. And again, if you guys want to drop some questions, shout out to everybody that's see Drew on there. Thank you for judging the heavyweights yesterday, brother.
For the love?
Yeah, for the love. I'm going to go try to, I won't remember everything he just said, but yeah, shout out again to the people that are putting in the work with the students, with the new generation of people, right? Because again, it's not a glamorous life. Ain't nobody getting rich off of this. I'm sure most of the people that brought in youngsters yesterday are doing it for free, doing it out of their own pocket one way or another. And it's that time sacrifice. People that are adults and have their own families and their own children, they're still putting in that work. So mad respect to that. One of the challenges I see sometimes also in the generational clashes is veterans or OGs or elders or whatever you want to call them, complaining about the next generation. But then you ask them how many students they have under their belt and they don't have any. You know what I mean? So if the next generation is whack, well then guess whose fault it is? It's the generations before that. Like, we didn't do our job, right? So unless you can't complain about it, unless you're going to do something about it. So mad shout out to those people, because we know how much work it is. We know there isn't any financial payoff for this kind of thing. It's just really to see the next. So yesterday really gave us, we had the most breakers we probably ever had in the lightweight division in the 8 years, right? So that was incredible. And some, you know, all the communities and scenes kind of go up and down and have their ups and downs. But yesterday was like, okay, breaking is going to be okay in Phoenix, Arizona. And which is the title of my thesis for Worth the Wait, was the sustainability of breaking culture in Phoenix. So walking in and seeing over, how many ended up being over 30?
32.
Yeah. For the lightweights, that was amazing. And we had B-girls and B-boys, you know what I mean? So it was amazing and it was top quality, and those kids had really good battle ethics. They were really respectful to each other. They went at each other's throats when they had to. They went at each other's throats in the ciphers. So they're being taught well. So, and those are the things that nobody notices. And we want to actually make more time for that stuff, to recognize people at the jams. Something that I saw in the whacking community at the balls, one that we saw here, shout out to Marcus White, putting out some movements for the whacking community out here, is that the host would ask the people. They're brutal. If you had ever been to a ball, like, make us look like Mickey Mouse. So, but imagine going out to do your run and getting 4 8-counts into your top rock, or 1 8-count into your top rock, or whatever, and the host just going, stop, your top rock's whack, you can't even move on, done. And they would just slash you just like that, right? Which is, you know, we could have a conversation about it. But they would also ask them, like, who's your teacher? Like, because that brings up the other subject of everybody and their mother's teaching. Number one, that means who's learning then, if everybody's teaching? And then if you're going to teach, then you better be proud of the people that you're putting out there. If your people are out there being trash, I've had recent encounters with, where at a jam and you see people straight biting, obvious signature bites, and I don't even watch that many videos. So if I can notice that you're biting and you're doing people's signature moves, you're doing 6 signature moves in one set, but your entire crew is letting you go along with it, the whole jam is, nobody's saying nothing, even though people are looking at you sideways, but nobody says anything, you know, so it's almost not their fault either. And it's, you know, I've also had conversations about, in these kind of senses, and people are like, well, it's not my place. Well, whose place is it? I don't like having these awkward conversations with people. I don't like telling people, like some young cat, like, yo, man, everything you did is big. And really, I should just call you out right now and snap on you, but let's try this different approach. So the it's not my responsibility thing, cool. You don't want to take responsibility or you don't have the time for it, cool. But don't talk smack about the young generation, about the last generation, about anything, unless you're going to put in the work for it. Anyway, that was a rant. So my main thing was a shout out to everybody that's putting in the work, bringing in this next generation, because the seeds last night, keep watering those seeds, because there was some real fly. There was some couple cats, a cat that won the middleweight breaking. Man, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and even though I was trying to record as much as I could, and I'm sorry to get everybody's battles, technical difficulties. I'm learning how to do my thing, so I didn't get any of the heavyweight stuff, so I'm sorry. But lightweights, I got a whole bunch of footage, which I can get to that. But where I wanted to put my phone down and just watch, because it was just so nice to watch the way this kid was getting down. I mean, and his flavor and his attitude, and he was confident but not cocky, and he was smooth, and he was well balanced. So, you know, and I told some of the For the Love guys yesterday, but if I didn't, For the Love, Troublemakers, you know, Dart Running, the Sun Devils Breaking Clue Club, you know, other organizations that came in that are bringing in the new generation of people, because it's really difficult. It's a sacrifice, because if I'm putting in my time into youngsters, that means I'm not, that's time away from my own training or my own careers or my own goals that I'm trying to do. So my shout out to everybody, because I know cats work crazy long hours, and then they still go. I still see them go to practice every time. I mean, and relentlessly, consistently, and that's what we need. Oh, we got Owen back in the place to be. Y'all don't know him, but he's a young chill. He's going to own all of this one day, so you better be cool to him. You know what I'm saying? He's going to the bathroom right there. So shout out to everybody. What else should we say?
Yeah, man. So honestly, man, there's a lot more. I mentioned this yesterday. House been talking on this for quite some time. There's a lot more creatives out there that don't dance, that do music and stuff like that. So we're asking y'all, send the music to us, yo. We're going to spread it out with the DJs. DJs, come with your homies, beats, productions, whatever. We're going to love to play locally owned stuff, underground stuff, locally produced. Because if it's fire, you know the dancers know what to do with it. And if it's trash, well then we'll skip it to the next song. But that's not what we're looking for. But a lot of DJs out there creating stuff, a lot of producers out there doing stuff. We want to highlight that at Worth the Wait. We would love to play local music along with other stuff, because we feel like there's talent out there to do that. You know, while we're exploring on how to possibly bring different artists in cypher times to maybe do an open mic, we still might do that, being that we can have an outdoor venue, an indoor venue. Not too sure how that might shape up, but we just feel like there's so much talent out there and creativity that we want to bring it all to the light. And so if you got stuff that you're doing and working on, shoot it our way, give it to one of the DJs, you know, our staples, Reflection and Panic, give it to them, and it'll get shine. Want to shout out my boy Fro Styles, who's consistently done that and shared music and spun music when he's on. Other guys like Cannon and different people like that. Those are just a couple of examples, because we know other people like Toxic, Products of Infamy, all of those guys are doing stuff. Yo, man, get us the music, man. You know, if it's worthy, it's definitely going to get on. It's going to get some shine, because everybody's going to feel it. And dancers are going to feel even more dope dancing to locally owned stuff and getting down and rocking to it. So we encourage that. We want to make sure we keep it all inclusive. And the beatboxers too, man. Yo, beatboxers, record your sets, man. Send them our way, and we'll get on. So it's going to continue to build and grow, but it's only going to get more connected and stuff like that.
So I'll go. So I'm going to jump a little deeper on the Johnny already mentioned it, but so the thought, right? So some of you guys, nobody's asking questions, but that's all right, because there's only two people watching, but it's for people to watch later on. So the thought behind having the lightweights being 90s, meaning 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s, which to me is really probably the best four decades of music that you can get, right? I'm into stuff that's before my time, so it's not like I was alive during the music that I really liked, that real funky stuff, was a little bit before my time. A little bit chill, no jokes. Right, is that we want people to, you know, that groove, that soul, that funk, right? That inner thing before you start spitting out 100 different moves. Right now we're in the age where vocabulary-wise, youngsters are learning mad vocabulary, mad fast. Things that might have took us 10 years to figure out or even hear about or learn about, y'all are learning in a month, in a week. but it's a vocabulary, it's a language. If your parents try to speak slang the way you speak, it's probably not going to sound cool, right? They're probably going to use it in the wrong kind of context. It's the same thing. You have to understand the language, that vocabulary, why that word comes from, where it comes from. That way you can use it properly in a sentence. Otherwise, sometimes y'all losing, like, why'd I lose? Like, some of y'all have better moves than the other guy, but you weren't saying it. You were making a whole lot of noise, but you didn't really say nothing. And it was obvious that you didn't know what the hell that word meant because you just used it in the complete wrong context in the conversation. So it ends up being a gimmick, right? Something that you like, why did it work for that person so well, but for me it didn't work at all because it was a gimmick. You use that as a gimmick, you didn't know why you were doing it. If I do a thread and I do one thread and that's it, you're doing it as a gimmick. No, you got to connect the threads, all the threads. It has to be a purpose. If I'm going to pull out a weapon, well, where did that weapon come from? Where's it going? What am I doing with it? Otherwise, and I get it, we duplicate, right? We see people that we look up to. So back to the point, because we could get real far from this stuff, is 90s and under. Why? Because we want, right, and it's not about age, but we want that foundation to be set. And that's why we decided to take away the cash prize from the lightweights as well, is because we don't want money to have any kind of motivation for that. Even though the lightweights, shout out again to Trill, gave us a $50 in-store credit, gift cards for them, so they still walked away with something and the homemade trophies. But we want you to get that boom back, that bounce first. Before, you got no business trying to get down to, you just don't have the vocabulary to get some of these crazy mixes or some of these crazy remixes or some crazy trap song or something, which we love all the music, but as a lightweight, man, you got other things to work on that. And it's easy to hide behind some of those things, right? It's easy to hide behind something that has a million beats per minute. Of course you're gonna hit a beat. It'd be impressive if you didn't hit a beat, because it's there. How are you not gonna hit it? But we always push on our DJs, and they're learning as well too, and I've had conversations with them recently about that. Like, they wanna drop the bangers too at every single battle, right? Because then you guys are gonna like them more, or you guys are gonna get more excited more. And because you guys, if they throw a boom bat slow, you guys look at them a little bit crooked. But that's the challenge. If you can't even hold a 1-2, you got no business with a 1-N and a 2-N and a 3-N. So that's the theory behind that. Middleweights, like you said, 2,000 on all the way under, which is dope. And then the heavyweights, the DJs can play with as much as you can. So the DJs have the challenge as well. They're figuring things out as well. They have the same pressures that we have as dancers. That like, man, I want to just do this blow up right now because everybody's going to go crazy. And it's going to get me a lot of likes on my IG. I don't get more than 4 likes on my IG, so I ain't tripping. Right, as opposed to like, let me go out here and take my time, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? When I love all the styles. When I try to pop, I feel real whack if I'm just, right? Because I be trying to pop. But when you see cats that do it right, you're like, they stay in that pocket, and that's beautiful. But instead, I try to, and I just look ridiculous, and I'm just throwing out a bunch of stuff that doesn't mean anything. So we want you guys just to know the whys behind the things that we do. We don't just throw these things out of thin air. There's a reason for them. Some work, some might not work. We're not gonna know unless we try. You have a different idea, you have a better idea, wonderful. You can either bring it to the table and offer it. We might say, no, don't get butthurt. Or even better, throw your own jam and we'll support it 100%. We will come and we'll pay at the door and we'll get down and do our thing and learn from you. Right, we're all students in all this stuff. So that's the portion on music wise, right? And so that's what that does as well for the DJs, just like for the dancers is the weight classes. The DJs are the same thing. We make everybody pay their dues. You know, we come from that generation of paying dues. And you know, just like DJ Reflection has told this story, right? He was already a veteran DJ what time he came to Worth the Wait, but he had a DJ in this arena. He started in the lightweights. That's humbling. You know what I mean? And we want to show that no matter how high you are, what big name you have, like if this is not my thing, it's a new thing, cool. I'm going to work my way up, right? Shout out to T-Kid, right? T-Kid came in humbled. All right, let's do this lightweight thing. How we move up from there, we'll see. But it's the mentoring opportunity, the opportunity to work side by side. If I'm a brand new DJ, I'm probably not going to get put on anywhere. That's just the way it works. And but if Johnny's already an experienced DJ, just the fact that I can DJ and have him by my side, I can ask him a question, I can watch him play, I can see the way these guys interact, I can see it's a learning experience, and it's a way for us, these generations, to be side by side together, right? Same thing for judging. We have a judging situation where we want, again, you're not, right now the formula in the dance scene, I'll say, is, right, if I break for 3-4 years and I'm hot and I won a bunch of battles, all of a sudden you throw me in a judge's seat. I don't know anything about judging. I've been battling for the past 5 years. All of a sudden you're gonna put me in this chair without any kind of criteria, without any kind of knowledge, without a conversation about what I should be looking for, and cats might not ask, right? Because I'm a big famous b-boy, so I don't want to ask. That's dumb. I should know this stuff, right? That's what we feel. No, man, it isn't like that. We just had our first workshop, and really it was just a discussion. Shout out to the brothers that came out to that. It was just a discussion, just to hear other people's opinions. So somebody, you could go, oh, I didn't look at that. Oh, I wouldn't have noticed that. Younger, like the young cats that came out.
Dante and mine.
Yeah, right. I was mad impressed by those brothers, you know what I'm saying? Those brothers that I've seen before, but I've never had a conversation with them. Honestly, I thought like, okay, these are younger brothers. They're gonna have a whole different, but man, but they knew what they were looking at. They knew what they were talking about. And they were also open to listen and go, oh, cool, I didn't think about that. For I sure. didn't look at that, right? So, and we put Dante on yesterday. I believe that was his first time judging. So it's the same thing. It's putting two experienced judges, one maybe not as experienced judge, together. So if you make a bad call, which the most experienced judges in the world do, but there's two other judges to offset that. Why we want to implement a new idea. We just didn't do it this time because really we just really need, we need a team, and that's a whole other conversation. So we are looking for volunteers, but volunteering means that me and Johnny get paid zero for any of this. All of this is just on our own time. We don't get anything out of it other than just continuing to be able to do it, right? So it's just to be able to elevate that same thing so I can be next to a judge. So if I make an opposite call, I can go, hey, bro, tell me why you picked that person. Okay, cool. But we're in that seat. So what we want to implement to give more people opportunities, because as of right now, I'm going to tell you, and y'all got to sign up. Y'all got to pre-register. Why? Because it helps us stay on time. We're super happy that there was 32 breakers yesterday in lightweight. But if we knew that ahead of time, we would know we have to start at this exact time. But when it happens all at the last minute, now we're stuck. And what ends up happening is that we're going to have to do a cutoff. We don't want to do a cutoff. We want to give everybody an opportunity to battle. But if this happens, we're going to have to do cutoffs, and that's it. So pre-sign up. But that's how we know who we're picking for judges. That's the only way we know that you're going. It's really hard. 18 judges, it's really hard to call 40 people and find out their availability or not. If y'all just sign up, cool, we know they're coming. Let's see if they're. So if you're like, oh, they use the same people. Well, the same people pre-register. It's the same people. What?
And thank you for that.
Yes.
Trust me. It's a headache. All right, I'm going to switch gears up a little bit, man. We have some OGs up online. So real quick. Get hit up a lot. I know, I'm pretty sure House does a lot. Hey, man, let me know when the next one is. I've seen all the videos. I've seen the highlights and stuff like that. Here's the deal, man. People who are bringing a lot of heads through, let's have a conversation. Like House said, we're not trying to get rich. What we're trying to do is take heavyweights out of state. And that costs a little bit of money for transportation and hotel. So, yes, we would love everybody to pay. But we understand, if you're bringing heads through, you're training up the next generation, we'll have a conversation. We know times are tight as well, but that's what we're doing with the money. We're not trying to get rich, obviously, with that. And with that being said, to piggyback off of what House was just saying, our next workshop for judging is going to be March 11th at Phoenix College from 6:30 to 8:30. It's free, and we might have a little bit of snacks. So come on through. Also want to give a big shout out to Hint Water, man. They're hooking us up with some product. We hope you guys are enjoying that. We're just constantly moving stuff. And yes, we have our own lives too. We're working on our own stuff as well, but we feel that this is important enough to go ahead and do that. So we're continuing to try to link. So we're asking y'all, let us know where you guys' practice spots are so we can start spreading those around, because what we seen yesterday was really, really awesome, and you guys are doing some good stuff. We're not promising we're going to show up everywhere. What we're promising is that we can get you guys a shout out and keep that going. Also, for people like Panic who got an event coming up, let us know of your events. We'll shout them out throughout the event. Man, why not? Let's get everybody going to as many events as possible so everybody can have a good time and the thing can continually build.
I'm going to jump in on that one. So this is it's going to go all over the place, right? But might as well get all this stuff out of the way just to build conversations. And so, FYI, we're going to put this on the Breaking Bread on Anchor FM, but you can find it on iTunes and Google Play and all that kind of thing. And in anywhere on the audio part of it, if there's something that you want to say in part of the conversation that we're talking about, you can do a call-in, which is really just doing a recording, and then we can add it into the podcast as well. So we can add you into the conversation after the fact. The video part, this will go on YouTube or something, so, and on Instagram, so we can't add things to this, but the audio, we can. So make sure you check out anchor.fm or Breaking Bread, something like that. Check us out. But what I do want to say, and I brought this up at the our last With the Weight meeting. First of all, shout outs to everybody. And there's very quite specific people, right? But that post, repost, we don't ask anybody to do it. We haven't asked anybody to do it. But there's people that put it onto their timelines, that put it onto their into their stories, that tag us on things, that push it on their own, right? Whether it's With the Weight, Urban Soul, my own stuff, our own Facebooks, whatever. Lately, at least in the past year, I've been trying more and more to post everybody's event. I don't even like some of y'all, but I'm still going to post your event. You want to know why? For my own greedy, selfish reasons that I don't want to go to whack events. So if I tell a whole bunch of people to go, and he tells a whole bunch of people to go, it has nothing to do with it being our event. It's an event in Arizona. I want people to come in from out of town at any point to any of our events and be like, yo, that shit is sick. That it's cracking over there, right? And it's very, very simple. Y'all's default pictures aren't that cool. I said it. Okay? So imagine if I don't know how many people we had here yesterday, right? Let's say 100 people. If 100 of us, for a week before, 2 days before the event, posted as a default picture, that event, that whatever event is going on that weekend, man, algorithms or not, we could create a lot more traffic for each other. It's very simple. You don't have to gain anything out of it. You're gonna gain something out of it, actually. You're gonna go to a dope jam, and it's gonna be fun, and you're gonna meet people, and you're gonna make connections, and you're gonna build, and it's gonna make you hungrier, and it's gonna make, and it just starts a snowball. But when we get into this selfish crab mentality of like, well, it's not my event, so I'm not gonna post it. Well, it's not my event, and they're, well, I don't really like them that much because they don't vote for them. I don't really, because they, you know what I'm saying? So, I'll put it out there, the crazy idea, at least in Arizona, but do this in your own towns as well. Whatever event is going on that weekend, whether you're going or not, put it up on your social media, yo. Take it down right after the weekend is over, but put it up, you know what I'm saying? Again, if half of us, if 25 of us did that, right? At least that's what we also do with our crew on the anniversary time, and we start flooding your guys, start flooding everybody with that black and yellow in November. That's why, right? Because everybody just starts defaulting like it is our own event, right? Everybody has their pockets of families and crews or whatever, but I've always said it, outside of Furious Styles crew, then it's Phoenix, and outside of Phoenix, and then it's Arizona, and then outside. So if Arizona's whack, I'm whack too. I ain't whack! So don't be whack. So very simple idea, y'all. Post each other's stuff up. Default it. Create these conversations so we get other people. We need to tap into other people outside of our little circles, right? We talk about going to another village and learning some skills and bringing it back to your village. But you can bring some of those people from that village as well. And then guess what? They get invited to their village and we go. It's 2020, y'all. We got to get it. There's so many crazy things going on in the world right now. And if we can't connect on something this small, something this obvious, you know, we got a long journey ahead, and we got one anyway. So on that tip, thank you very much to everybody that does it. There's a, you know, quite a few people out there that do it completely on their own. We see you. We want to get to a point where we can, you know, get everybody, create this team. Like I said, we want to have a team that can take care of all these. The things that fall between the cracks between me and Johnny is because there's just too many things, and that's our own fault. We need to get better at organizing. We need to put more time into this stuff. But it would also be really dope to have a team of people. And that means doing the work for free, for now at least. I mean, and we're not going to promise anything because we've been doing it like this for 8 years. But that means that you say, okay, I'm a graphic designer. I want to volunteer for Worth the Wait. Wonderful. We need flyers for all our judges. We need flyers for the event. We need flyers for that you're going to put in that work. Maybe there's 10 graphic designers that want to do it, right? Giving up their stuff. So we're gonna get clear. We're going to get organized. I'm going to let you guys know exactly what we need. But we need all those things. We need a photographer that's going to be here and just take, making sure that we take pictures of all the winners. Because me and Johnny get, he's hosting every time, holds it down very much. I appreciate it because not my favorite thing in the world. But we need a photographer. We need somebody to do the videos. We need somebody to edit the stuff. We need somebody to help us work on the websites. We need, there's a lot of needs. Somebody to work on just social media. But it's time. It's time and commitment. And it's sacrifice out of your own time. It's not convenient. It's not always fun. I mean, again, it's a sacrifice. So really, we are asking for to volunteers. We are asking to help us build a team. But
and a lot of this,
please be sure you're 100% on that.
And a lot of this is coming because we see the talent here. We know it's bigger than this. We're big picture focused. We're not asking you to take pictures of us or interview us. This is not what we want. We want the dancers to be interviewed. We want the content to get out. We want more and more and more publicity for the benefit of the community. That's it. So it takes a little bit of time, but it'll be worth it. And that's all I can say. All we're trying to do, all we're interested in, is highlighting our own. This is why we want to make flyers for all of our judges, but it requires the judge to commit early. Look at your schedule right now. Let us know what's going on. You might not be able to get on 13.2, maybe it's 13.3, but commit now to April. You got something to work forward to. There's nothing wrong with commitment and staying organized, y'all. It's that lack of professionalism that has kept a lot of professional dancers down or out, and why there's stigmatisms that just because you're a dancer, you have to be broke. Just because you're a b-boy, you have to be broke, or a b-girl, you have to be broke. That's not necessarily the case. Skaters once were sitting around like, man, I wish I could just get paid for skating. There's professional skaters on every continent of the world now, and they built an industry. And there's no reason why we can't do the same, because it's got to start with some kind of organization and people staying committed to these basic commitments. And it's fun. It's fun to see the reward. That's the enjoyment that I know I get out of it. I'm pretty sure House gets out of it. It's fun. It's awesome to tell these stories when we travel outside of the state, outside of the country, and people are just blown away. They're like, wow, you all are doing this? It's like, it's not picture perfect, man, but this is what we're doing, and we're not going to stop doing it because the community is that important, and we believe we have all the assets here in place. We have a great, great, great wealth of youth here. If all you have to do is come to the next Worth of Weight, and you'll see that. Again, I want to speak to the older crowd that's chiming in right now or that's clocking in. Yo, we know you got multiple kids. Come talk to us, man. We're not about taxing y'all. We want them to get inspired. We want them to share in some of this aura, these vibes, whatever you want to call it, that's going down here, y'all. It man, I would prefer there to be 20 people right now on this podcast right here. We invited everybody. We're going to invite everybody March 22nd. That's a Sunday, the day after the next Worth the Wait. From 1 to 3, we're going to be doing the same thing. Hopefully, we'll have more people than we know what to do with, and we'll have to do panoramic views the whole time. But man, this is what we want. It does no good for two people to have all the knowledge, y'all. This is why we teach. We don't want to keep it. You know, we want to give it away. And at the same time, we're not saying trust everything we say. No, go investigate, man. Go save up your money. Go travel. Go talk to old heads and figure out the truth for yourself. And come get experience for yourself as well, man. I'm telling you, there's two types of education, man. Formal education and experience. And if you got both, then you're going to be sitting pretty. You know what I mean? So I don't know. We're running out of time quickly here. I know we got to get some shout outs going on for the Breaking Bread podcast. Make sure you check it on House's information and stuff. A lot of interviews and things going down. We look to interview you as well. So come step up. DM, slide into our DMs. Let us know what role capacity you want to chime in, whether it be 15 minutes at the next Worth the Wait, interviewing two or three people. It's two or three more people we got interviewed than this time, man. So whatever you got, we'll take. But just know we'll have some roles, some things defined for you. Some parents, some of you parents look hella bored. We can give you a job too. We know you guys know how to handle stuff. You're handling your kids anyways. So yo, there's a role for everybody. I strongly believe that.
With no doubt. So let's go back with a little bit real quick, just to go over some of the logistics again, because we got questions today early in our DMs. All right, so it works in a 3-month series. Again, you get the records, so you can win each single one. We don't dictate. We give suggestions on the website on what weight class. Once you're in that weight class, you're in that weight class until you earn your way up or earn your way down. Do some of you guys slip through the cracks as well and just move up and Yeah, some of you guys do. Maybe you don't understand how it's working, but that's also what we need. We need somebody to keep track of all that stuff to help us with that stuff, so we stay on point. We don't slip on it. And if you know you're doing it, you're not supposed to be moving up. That's on you. That's your own integrity. You have to sleep with that at night. But that's technically right now. That's the way it's outlined. Is if I enter middleweight, I'm stuck in middleweight until I either win middleweight. We give the option for the top three, second and third overalls to move up if they wish. Some people decide to stay and wait till they win the whole thing fair and square. That can change. It's always different because it depends on who comes. All of it depends on who comes, on who ends up showing up, right? And so then technically we said if you end up in the last place, you should technically drop down. And what we've had, and we're learning along the way as well. But to me, if you were middleweight and you moved up to heavyweight, even if you end up last place there, I'm okay with you guys staying in heavyweight. You earned your way to the heavyweight. It's the cats that started at the heavyweight, but obviously had no business there, then you got to drop down. So 3 months, put in the time, put in the commitment, and then you can move up from there. In the past, when we've had funding, we've made trading cards. Maybe at first they don't mean anything, but now looking back at some of those trading cards, even now, and it hasn't even been that long, to see the popcorn, just to see the people that were little shorties, the Thai Kings, and now they're beasts. But I got that Thai King rookie card, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna mean something later on. But again, it's funding. So if you ever want to donate anything to us, all that money is going to go right back into the event no matter what it is. Again, the trophies, we want to level up the trophies or the awards. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the ones we made. We just always try to do something different. Like Johnny said, I get bored real quick. I can't stand still for way too long. I want to keep things moving or else I get bored and I get frustrated with it and then I just don't want to do it anymore, right? So we want to keep it fresh. Nothing new. That's just the hip-hop philosophy. Keep it fresh. You got to keep it moving. You got to keep it pushing. So, in case you don't know, but again, the website, that's on me, I've been slacking on it. We're gonna be very clear about the ties and what's a tie and what's not a tie. We also implemented the standoff. We wasted a lot of time staring at each other, wasting a lot of music. Right now, the way contests are set up, like we're using one song per round, basically. So you're wasting a song that can't be taken back. So, a lot of people want to wait because they want the other person to go first so they can get that advantage to see what they got to counter attack with. That's fine. That's your strategy. But to us, if it was a solid tie and you had the advantage, you really lost, right? The easy example is if we run a race and Johnny he's on a skateboard and I'm on my shoes and we tied, guess what? I smoked him, right? Because he was on a skateboard. He should have been light years ahead of me. There's no way that I should have, you don't have to agree with this stuff. This is things that we're trying out, things that we're doing. You don't like it, that's beautiful. Throw your own jam. We want to come learn at your jam. So let us know about that stuff. So the ties, all that stuff, we're going to be very clear on there. We're going to be very clear on how many rounds, how much time each thing goes. So it's very outlined for everybody. Again, why? Because we really, really feel strongly about Worth the Wait and its format and the things that we're doing. And we want to build this infrastructure. And it's already been 8 years and we're still building infrastructure. So when things like the Olympics crack off, so when the professional scene keeps growing, we already have this infrastructure. We already have these workshops going on for judges. We already have this mentoring program for the DJs and the hosts, right? We put on Rye yesterday. Shout out to him for coming on and jumping on the mic, right? We know it's super intimidating. We do it because we kind of have to, but we weren't always comfortable. Well, he was because he's an MC. Shout out to Ophonics. But to me, trying to get me on the mic before was like, I was scared out of my mind, right? But anyway, so there's all these platforms, the Cypher Time again, you guys dictate the event. If it's like last night, no, we're not gonna get over to the Cyphers. Keep those Cyphers, they were fire, right? But sometimes when it feels like it's forced or because we ran out of time, we're running close on time because nobody registered. And so all of a sudden 40 people show up and now we gotta cut down on all this stuff. We have 5 minutes. I am not a fan of 5 minutes. I wanna be done with like a Cypher break. The break time, that's Cypher Time isn't a break time. I mean, and so, but when it's 5 minutes, yeah, I don't want to cipher for 5 minutes either. Especially, I'm a little bit older, so it takes me 45 minutes to warm up. So 5 minute cipher doesn't do nothing for me, right? So in those kind of situations, again, if you do some spoken word, we got MCs up there. We understand the elements aren't together the way they used to be. Nothing is the way it used to be, and we're okay with that. We're evolving. We're growing with it. When we do have those short little intervals, that's what we want to put in. You got jokes? Come say your jokes. Whatever other kind of talent you have. You're a musician. You're a drummer. Man, I just need somewhere to go play. Cool. Bring your drums. I got a drum set, so I'm gonna start bringing that thing too. So if you're drummers, look out for that too. So we're going to be adding all those details to the website, but again, it's a lot of work, guys. We get caught up in our stuff as well. Again, we're trying to level up and do other things as well. So look out for those things.
So real quick, folks, just want to say this is not our thing, man. This is everybody's thing. There's a lot of people that participate in this, and so that's what we're going to continue to look forward to. We don't want to cut the artists out as well. We'd love to do live art. We want to incorporate that a whole heck of a lot more. There was a live Black Book session outside of Worth the Wait, which was inside the building of Worth the Wait. So here at Trill, one last time, I want to give Trill a big shout out, man. 1817 East Indian School Road. I believe they're open 7 days a week. Come get your 0% discount that they'll offer you anytime you want to stop in and mention our name. Worth the Wait. Check out our website, worththewait602.com. That's where a lot of this stuff is going to. Once again, Hint Water, thank y'all so much. That's about all I got to say, House, man. Peace, love, and respect, y'all.
That's what's up, y'all. So once again, hopefully, people go back to this. So people always ask us, like, man, we love the work that you're doing. What can we do to help, right? Obviously, funding is always great, but funding is not, but we're down for your time. You're willing to give us and commit your time, do that for us. Maybe you're very creative. Man, I have an idea for the next trophy that I've always, cool, man, bring that to the table. It's a platform for everybody, right? So please just, yes, we do need the help. We're grown-ass men right now telling you we do need the help. We do need a solid team. But it's really easy to go to the party when it's already cracking. Come to the party when it's like this, where ain't nobody there, right? Nobody wants to go to the club until the club is already popping. Everybody wants to go late. Somebody has to go first. Somebody has to be there so when people walk in, it's popping. Somebody has to walk through the door first. That's the leaders, right? A lot of us want to walk around puffy-chested like we're leaders and bosses, but we ain't really putting in that work. We want to just eat off the table that's already there. What are you bringing to the table? Bring something to the table and contribute. And everybody has something to give. Everybody has value. I'm telling you this right now, at least for myself, it's taken me a long time and I'm still learning. Like, it took me forever. Luckily, I ran into some really good mentors. That's another one. Find yourself a mentor. Shout out to everybody at the Thunderbirds Teen Center from back in the day, which, you know, spewed off a lot of incredible dancers. But I had incredible mentors, Scott Glenn, Manny Tarango, shout out to him, that showed me, like, oh, wow, I do know a lot of things. Oh, this hip hop stuff is valuable. Oh, there are a lot of lessons. Oh, I do know about self-esteem. Anyway, so that's it for us, y'all. So we'll post up the details. We'll post it up on the podcast for the audio. At some point, we'll get this video out. If somebody wants to help with that stuff, give us a hand. If you have footage and you want to share some of that footage or tag us in it, or you want to share a video that we can put up, we'll highlight it on the website as well. We have a Worth the Wait YouTube channel, so check that out. Again, subscribe just so we can keep moving on it. We can't go on YouTube live because we don't have enough followers. So what can you do is those very, very, very simple things, y'all. Keep feeding each other. Keep challenging each other. I think I want to give a shout out local music, right? He brought it up. We want to play local music, right? I believe, I want to say T-Kid played. I want to say it was Gravity's track, right? Yeah. I'm a little hard of hearing, so I couldn't hear the voice clearly, but it sounded like it was Gravity rapping. That shit is fly. I'm sure Gravity appreciated to hear his song at a jam. You know, T-Kid's bringing something different and new, and that's what we challenge the DJs as well. So we're going to continue to challenge you guys. We challenge the DJs, like, we want you to play things that Worth the Wait that nobody else is hearing at any other jam. And, man, mad respect to the DJs last night. Panic, Reflection, T-Kid, they brought out heaters. I know in the moment we might not catch it and realize it, but they brought out some mad heaters, some really original stuff. And I know it's scary to them because, why? Because you guys might hate it. But that's the risk that we take. We have to be examples of, like, I'm going to be out here and be goofy, and I might try something that nobody's going to like. That's okay. So shout out to my DJs. Shout out to all the judges that came out. Again, that process, there's 18 judges. We can't even let those people in for free, right? If they're competing, we still ask them to put in. All we're doing is organizing the party. You're pitching in your $10 at the door because just off the bat, if we let 18 judges in, that's $200. Seems like nothing, but it is for a jam like this. So we still ask everybody that's competing to put in on that stuff. Shout out to the judges. Some of even my heavyweight judges usually like donate their money and like, nope, put it back into the pot. Confusion was one of them last night, so shout out to them. Remedy and Maria that came out all the way from Yuma. I did that drive a couple weeks ago, and it's a nice little boring drive. So shout out to them. I got mad love and respect for them. Big Serious was on there. Ill Skills jumped in for us. Stizo is in recovery. Shout out to Stizo, so he couldn't make it out.
Confusion.
Yeah, Confusion, right, Confusion, Maria, and Big Serious. But then on the breaking tape was Remedy, Ill Skills, Drew. And Drew from For the Love, right? So, and again, it's very tough. It's very tough to judge. And that's a whole nother one, but come to the workshop and we can talk about the judging stuff. So shout out to all the judges that came in. Shout out to all the new ones that I know if it's your first time judging, everybody's staring at you. It's mad nerve-wracking. Some of y'all made some funny calls last night. Some of y'all hesitated. It's all right. We're here to learn. We're here to do that. Shout out to them. Shout outs again, yeah, to Trill. Shout outs to everybody that came and helped us set up. Mr. Groove, Kiana, that helps us stay and break down. The people that are the first ones in, last ones out. Shout outs to my parents, Sophia, Brooklyn, George. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, at the door, that's my peoples. My mom be acting, looking at you crazy because she's looking out for a boy because she's seen us sit at a table losing thousands of dollars on jams. And she, you know, so she's only looking out if she's being strict on you guys. So she's doing the job. So shout out to them, y'all, because they're here all day, every day. Miklo and Jane came through, Me Jane Productions. Let's go. Brooke at the booth holding it down every single time with no compensation whatsoever. I don't even have to hit her up. She just be calling me up like, what's up? I'm there. You need me. That's the stuff, y'all, is that we need. So shout out to everybody behind the scenes that makes it happen. Shout out to everybody that's plugging this stuff and putting in the work. Shout out to everybody that's doing their own events in their own places. Arizona and beyond, y'all. Let's keep this moving. Let's keep this grooving. You know, if you're from out of town, you ever want to come through, hit us up. We're here. But I'm going to be quiet now. WorthTheWait602.com. Breaking Bread. Check us out. My name is B-Boy House. You can find me on bboyhouse.com. All my social media is B-Boy House or House Magana. As on Facebook, and somehow it's officially been that way. People introduce me as House Magana. I don't know how that happens. But, you know, you can find me. I'm a full-time faculty over at Arizona State University now in the dance program. So if any of you guys are, you know, we're both college teachers. So if you guys are looking into college information, we can try to at least route you in the right direction. The game is changing in 2020. I have a brand new class at ASU called Professional. Shout out to all my professional students that showed up last night. Shout out to G-Wiz for that name. But so those are the kind of things that we're doing. We're always big time in the academics right now. It's a whole new world, a whole new cipher, whole new challenges to deal with. We know we're in the belly of the beast. We know we're part of the machine, but we've learned that we want to be on the inside to make differences. You know what I mean? To make some changes and things. Y'all take care of your health. Health number one. You know what I mean? We got a lot of, so none of this is pressure that like you should let your things fall behind to be at every gym. I've done that. You're going to burn out. So take care of your health, number one. Your mental health, y'all. You know, this should be some kind of therapy for you guys. This should be some kind of outlet for you guys, hopefully. Again, the parents that are bringing out, and we really, really don't take this lightly, that we're thankful that you guys trust us with your children, right? This is the future. We know it's a big deal whether you're dropping them off or you bring them here, and you're trusting that we're going to do the right thing. And we don't want to soften things too much, and we are going to keep it raw. But shout out to you guys for trusting us, for always supporting our events and trusting that, you know, we try our best to come through 100% with whatever we say we're going to come through. So let's continue. Let's keep rocking on. Fierce Style Square anniversary, November 27. Yep. So shout out to everybody. FSC, MZK, Break Life. You know what it is. My CMW homies in Chicago. I can shout out people for days. SUS, STR, HQ5 Man Block. Let's go. Oh, check. Ali, come say what's up, Ali.
What up?
Y'all gotta say to the trail trip. That's the camera right there. That's the camera. Over there. That's the camera right here. No, you gotta be over here. Say what's up to them.
He's like, that's all I came to do. Yeah, say what's up. He said,
where we at? Yo, y'all gotta come on.
What's up, y'all? We up in here, Trill.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to Trill, you gotta make it up here. You know what I'm saying? Booyah.
Trill all day. Trill.
They do printing next door now, so they got you covered in all kinds of things. You know what I'm saying?
Screen printing, DTG, embroidery, whatever you need.
Right. So all the elements.
All our local peeps.
That's what's up. So come check them out on
Supreme Sundays.
Yeah.
Hey.
So man, tell me where can they find you, bro?
Where can they find you?
You can find me at 1817 East Indian School Road.
Boo!
Booyah.
You know what I'm saying?
Heard to hear young one to tell you.
What's that Trill Instagram? Trill Phoenix?
Trill Phoenix after Trill PHX.
Trill PHX. Yeah, so very simple. Y'all want to support, just go on there, like one of their pictures, tag yourself in something. It's easy to support y'all, so support those that support you.
Please come to Trill during the week, so when the jam comes around, you don't have to ask 30,000 questions of where's the jam at.
Easy to find, right off the 51.
Let's go. All right, y'all. We out.
Peace.